Okay, we're broadcasting via the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at 590 The Fan, KFNS in St. Louis. And we go back to the phone for our next guest. Good morning, Dr. Mao. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You have a book, Dr. Mao, and your full name is Dr. Mao Xingni. Am I saying that right?
That is correct. You're the first one, first person that's got it right on radio.
Well, good. And you're in the Los Angeles area, and you're a longevity specialist. Your book is Secrets of Longevity Cookbook, Eat to Thrive, Live Long, and Be Healthy. Now, you actually talk to people who are centenarians, folks who are 100 years old or more, and what did they tell you about their dietary habits?
You know, I've traveled the world and spent a lot of time in different longevity zones, and in particular in China. And I would go and spend time with people who are over 100 years old and follow them for 3 to 5 days, watch what they ate, what they did in terms of lifestyle, exercise, and, you know, and social circle and so forth, just to kind of see if I can glean from them, you know, some secrets, some little things that we didn't know about as far as, you know, the science of longevity. And what I discover that centenarians, they all share something common. They all eat incredibly well. They are very healthy eaters. So far, I haven't interviewed anybody who, ate a diet of junk food and managed to live to be 100 without clogging up the arteries or other kind of issues. I'm sure there are aberrations like that, but in general, I would say that if you have good habits and if you eat well, and by the way, eating well doesn't mean that you have to, you know, live on cardboard and raw food. I mean, you know, or juices. I mean, it means that you can have a huge variety of food in your diet and still be able to enjoy a little of everything. Even a little bit of alcohol in moderation or other things can be, you know, part of a longevity program.
Everything in moderation, that seems to be a theme we're hearing a lot here in 2013. Dr. Mao, in your book, you have a lot of tips, a lot of guidances to help us live a little bit longer. You list several reasons to avoid dairy products. What are your thoughts on almond milk? My dad, I found out, in Alabama, drinks a lot of that. I see soy milk, and I've seen goat milk for sale here and there. Your thoughts about getting milk from other sources than cows?
You know, the traditional beverage is the cow milk. But what we discover is that it's the proteins in cow milk are huge and therefore unrecognizable by the human body. So we call them foreign proteins. Now, some people who have sensitivity in their immune system, meaning allergies, they will react to these foreign proteins because now it's not just your digestion, but that your immune system has to get involved when you eat. So you add another layer of complexity, and it creates some allergic or sometimes inflammatory reactions. And that's why we see people who, when they stop dairy products, cow dairy that is, their inflammation clears up, their skin problem clears up, they can breathe better, they don't have the chronic sinus problem. But you can enjoy the other milk, alternative type of milk, like goat milk. Goat milk is great because it is considered the closest milk to human milk. The protein are the same size as, you know, the human milk. So it's like the best universally. You go anywhere in the world, nursing mothers who run out of milk and they don't have any other wet nurse to turn to, they can feed their babies, their infants, goat milk, but not cow milk. Again, the cow milk gives a lot of digestive issues and allergies. Now, then you've got almond milk, which, by the way, recent studies and comparisons show that almond milk is higher in calcium and other nutrients than regular cow milk.
We're visiting on Food Talk STL with Dr. Mao Xing Ni, who is speaking to us from the LA area, from Santa Monica. He's got a book out called Secrets of Longevity Cookbook, Eat to Thrive, Live Long, and Be Healthy. And here in the new year, a lot of us trying to eat a little more healthy. And generally, you tell folks in your book to eat a more plant-based diet. And you list in there the top 10 healing anti-aging foods. Tell everybody, if you would, Dr. Mao, what's number one on the list?
Well, you know, it's kind of unfair to sort of pick out sort of number one or number two, because all 10 of them have really incredible properties. If we look at what's on the list, and you appreciate, for example, mushrooms, you know, shiitake mushroom, we got seaweed, we have, you know, beans, for example. Nuts and seeds we have. So it's a number of foods that you look at. And now, you know, I list them as top 10, like sweet potato and yam.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said sweet potatoes is number one.
Because these are foods are eaten by centenarians. Because what I want is, the message that I'm trying to promote really is that you need to eat a big variety. Eat as many things as you can. You know, what we find here in my medical practice, we have three offices here in the LA area, Dow of Wellness, and we see many patients, and the plant-based diet is no question much better for all the conditions that we see, which causes aging. You know, you got heart disease, you have inflammation, for example, we have obesity. A number of those things, these conditions, are what we call the, you know, sort of widow makers, or, you know, just absolutely conditions that people can prevent simply by changing their diet.
Well, a lot of places around St. Louis, Dr. Mao, have started in the last couple of years offering, in addition to French fries, fried sweet potatoes. Now, does deep frying, does that cancel out the good effects?
Well, I mean, let's use common sense here. I mean, if you throw sweet potato into a fryer and you use that oil over and over, you are going to, you know, you're going to cause the oil to change structurally and possibly contribute to it becoming carcinogenic, and that's not ideal.
Oh, I don't like that word.
I have recipes in the book that talks about how you can make your own sweet potato fries baked with herbs and olive oil that is absolutely delicious.
We're visiting on Food Talk STL with Dr. Mao from Los Angeles. His book is Secrets of Longevity Cookbook. Hey, let's talk about some of the actual recipes that are in your cookbook here, like the asparagus zucchini frittata with egg whites. But I can use the whole egg if I want to, right?
Oh, absolutely. The egg whites I suggested because a lot of centenarians were very mindful of their cholesterol. And so they go, you know, and I eat more or less like them. What I do is I eat egg whites during the week and whole eggs on the weekend. So that way I'm not overdoing it.
I want to try the baked salmon with lemon and mango salsa. And by the way, you recommend baking, not grilling. You say that grilling is something we shouldn't do very often, but that's one thing. But talk about the baked salmon and lemon mango salsa. That's looks pretty good.
Yes, it's one of my kids' favorite. And when you bake, okay, as opposed to grill, you avoid burning, or there's less likelihood to burn. You don't want to be burning your food at all. If you burn your food, you're going to increase the carcinogen that's in it. And this is simple. I mean, this is a recipe that was given by a friend from Lima, whose grandfather was kind of like their family secret. And he lived, you know, he lived a long time, over 100 years old. You just take mango, cucumber, red bell pepper, fresh mint, and you chop it all up and squeeze lime juice and lemon. And then what you do is you take fillet of salmon and rinse it and pat dry, and then you add the, you know, mango salsa to it, and you put it in the oven and you bake it, And it's very simple. It's just 10 to 12 minutes, you know, until the salmon cooks through. And very quick, very quick. Big salmon with lemon and mango salsa. It's good for your heart, immunity. It's great for reducing inflammation because you've got the omega-3 fatty acids from salmon as well as the enzyme from the mango. It's great for digestion. And that omega fatty acids good for your brain, your vision, and also helps you mop up the, you know, the free radicals that cause aging.
Dr. Mao, there's a recipe in here for something that I don't think I've ever eaten in my life. I've had chicory coffee down in New Orleans and other places in the South, but you have here braised chicory with vinegar. Where does one get, is chicory available at farmers markets or what?
Yes, chicory is grown in North America, and, you know, in some stores, I mean, you have to kind of search for a little bit, and it's delicious. I mean, chicory, like you said, it's oftentimes roasted as a coffee substitute or something. It's a vegetable that is common in Asia and parts of Europe, okay, and there's a compound in there called inulin that has been found to be good for preventing and treating congestive heart failure. It also helps lower cholesterol and slow the progression of the hardening of the arteries. So, and it's a kind of a fibrous but tender, you know, once you cook it well, vegetable, so you can make it a wonderful kind of a braised, stir-fry kind of chicory. It's quite lovely.
If you're just tuning by, this is 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig, and my guest is Dr. Mao Xing Ni. He has a book out called Secrets of Longevity Cookbook, Eat to Thrive, Live Long, and Be Healthy. And in the book, Doc, you've got a sidebar where you give some general advisings to people who are going to dine out. So if our listeners maybe are going out to a nice restaurant tonight, offer them a tip or two from your book, if you would, please.
This is something that I practice routinely. I recommend to all our patients. You know, we have many patients. You know, we are here in Southern California, Los Angeles area. What is the number one condition that people are concerned about when they come into the office?
Their weight, their appearance.
You got it. You hit it right on the nose. So, how do you maintain your healthy weight, you know, among, you know, all these wonderful, gorgeous-looking people? And so one of the strategies I have for you is this. When you go out to a restaurant, if you go with someone, you offer to share an entree, okay, and then maybe a couple appetizers or a salad or something like that. And that way, you eat just the right amount. You can have a variety without getting in trouble. Or let's say you and your dining buddy decide you each want an entree and you don't want to share, and that's fine. So what I do is I would ask the waiter to bring a box. So the entree arrives, you take half of it from your entree, you put it in the box, and you put it in the back and tie a dead knot on there, set it aside. And now you've got, you know, an entree, and maybe you had a salad or an appetizer or something, and that's just the right amount, and you don't overeat. The key to maintaining a good, healthy way is to eat small meals more frequently. So if you can eat five little meals a day, you keep your metabolism going, and you eat just the right amount for the next 3 hours to use up. That way you don't store anything up. And so this strategy has worked very well for many of our patients here at Dalla Wellness, and they are so grateful and appreciative that we're able to, you know, so give them simple things that they can do. So I'm sure that if you try it, you will find that the results are incredible. And then now you have something to eat, you know, for maybe you can take it to lunch for tomorrow, or you can eat as a snack because it's a small portion meal.
Well, you know, hearing you say it with your nice, mellow voice and reading it in your book, it all looks so easy. Is it?
It is actually very easy. You know, health is a choice. So you first, you make a choice. Okay, I want to be healthy. And what does that mean? Well, it means I want to have energy. I want to have healthy weight. I want to have good vascular system. I want to have good sexual system. I want to have everything working optimally, like the way I was at 25, or maybe it was 30, or maybe it was 18. Whatever it is, it's possible. We've seen it. Centenarians who are 102, 105 are still out walking an hour a day. They're, you know, doing the gardening in their home, and they are preparing their meals. They're having a good time with family and friends. They're active. They're healthy. You can be like that, too. So making a choice, and then acquire knowledge, you know, from those that and experiences that of those that have gone before us. They've given us an example. All we have to do is just follow them. And so these recipes are simple to prepare. They're delicious, by the way. If you try one of these recipes, you'll find out that being healthy and living healthy doesn't mean you have to deprive yourself. These are all wonderfully tasty but very healthy recipes.
Well, I've checked off three or four here that I've asked my wife to cook at some time here in the very near future. It's a good book, and, you know, it's got a lot of good advisings in there. The book is titled Secrets of Longevity Cookbook, Eat to Thrive, Live Long and Be Healthy by Dr. Mao. It's a trade paperback. It, the list price, $24.99, but I saw it on Amazon for $15.80, and you can download it for Kindle. Hey, thanks very much for visiting with us, Dr. Mao, and good luck with the book, man.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And with that, we say a hasty goodbye. Thank you for listening to Food Talk STL this week. Remember, our website is foodtalkstl.com. You can listen to show archives there. Next Saturday on the show, we're going to have a panel discussion show with Lagaya Figueres from Sauce Magazine, George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine, and my old radio bud, Jim Befero. So we'll see you next Saturday morning, 11 to noon, here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Have a great day.